Governor Gary Herbert says he's going back to D.C. in June to continue negotiations with the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services. On the agenda is how to provide incentives to get people to work and off of government assistance.
The work requirement is an issue that keeps coming up, and how we do that and how we can incent people to get off of the government assistance program and on to work is an important part of the issue for me. And I think it's important to the legislature, too. And actually, I think it's a concept and a view that most Utahns would support.
I think there's a misconception that a lot of these folks don't work.
That's Matt Sloniker, executive director of Utah Health Policy Project. In fact, a new study by Families USA found that a majority of Utahns who would be eligible for coverage under the governor's Healthy Utah Plan are already working. Using census data, the study looked at those under 138% of the federal poverty level. For a single adult in Utah, that would be under $11,600 a year. Sloniker says there are about 140,000 people in this category.
The big takeaway is that over two-thirds of this demographic are working or have looked for work in the past year.
The study found that 66% work in low-wage jobs like food service, retail sales, office support, childcare, or construction. Another 18% are not considered part of the workforce, including students, family caretakers, and people with medical issues. Sloniker says, in general, this population is working hard to try to make ends meet. They simply can't afford health insurance. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.